This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
China plans to lower tariffs on $75 billion worth of U.S. goods starting from next week. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Lisa Santarelli. Good morning. But first, the latest on the coronavirus outbreak. Countries around the world are placing more restrictions on travelers from China as the number of infections rose past 28,000. At least 560 people have died as of Thursday. Travel to China has almost evaporated due to the outbreak, and major tourism events like the Formula One Grand Prix race in Shanghai are also facing cancellation. Jane Sun, the chief executive of China's biggest travel portal, Ctrip, told the BBC they are working around the clock to cope.
Our staff worked very, very hard because the volume of the change and cancellation and delay of their trips is 10 times as the normal time. So we work very hard, three shifts nonstop. That is why our customers are very well taken care of. So I'm very proud of our team. In the short term, as we have seen in SARS time, there will be a slowdown during the quarter when the virus hit. But our experience is that once the situation resumes to normal, the pent-up demand will come up very strongly. So we also need to be very well prepared to capitalize the future volume.
Jane Sun, CEO of China's largest online travel firm, Ctrip. Let's do the numbers. Asian share markets jumped after China said it would halve tariffs on more than 1,700 U.S. products. The reductions come about 3 weeks after the signing of the Phase 1 trade deal in Washington, easing investor concerns around the trade war. Japan, Hong Kong and South Korean stocks all rose more than 2%, while every sector in the Stocks Europe 600 index is advancing. U.S. equity futures are also pointing towards a fourth day of gains. Now, the Chinese technology giant Huawei has filed a lawsuit against Verizon over payments related to a dozen patents. It's the latest escalation in a long-running dispute, as the BBC's Jonathan Fruin reports.
Huawei's lawsuit, filed in Texas, alleges that Verizon is using technology in its networks that infringes 12 of the Chinese firm's U.S. patents. The suit argues that Verizon should pay Huawei for use of the technology, which it claims has been included by Verizon in a number of areas, including routers and network switches. The move is likely to inflame tensions between Shenzhen-based Huawei and US authorities. The US has blocked American firms from using Huawei's technology, arguing that the equipment could potentially be used for espionage purposes by China or put US networks at risk of being shut down. Huawei has also filed a lawsuit in the US seeking to overturn that ruling. I'm the BBC's Jonathan Fruin for Marketplace.
Airlines, airports and other businesses involved in the UK's aviation industry published plans this week that they claim will allow them to reduce their carbon dioxide emissions to zero by 2050. This includes using a combination of new technology, innovative fuels and so-called market-based measures such as carbon offsets. The BBC's Theo Leggett reports.
I'm standing on the tarmac at Heathrow Airport and I'm walking past an Airbus A321neo. The NEO stands for New Engine Option, and the engines on this aircraft are state-of-the-art. They're much more efficient than those fitted to previous models. And if you look along the end of the wing, there's a neat little shark's fin shape, and that aerodynamic tweak alone saves a lot of fuel, about 5% compared to previous designs. All told, this aircraft will use a fifth less fuel than the model that came before it.
Using less fuel is just part of the picture, however. People within the industry say they're also looking at changing the type of fuel they use. British Airways, for example, is teaming up with the oil giant Shell and the US renewables firm Velocis. Together, they're planning to build a new refinery in the northeast of England, which will turn commercial waste into biofuels. Alex Cruz is BA's chief executive.
It's there, the technology exists, and we've decided that we have to commit to something that would provide results as quickly as possible.
But biofuels are expensive. Isn't that a problem?
Biofuels are expensive today because they come in small quantities, like anything else. But we do believe that once the plant is up and running, producing biofuels, the prices will be comparable to those prices that we're paying today.
But all of this can only reduce the amount of carbon produced. In order to get to zero, a significant proportion of the cuts being promised will have to come from elsewhere, through so-called market-based measures. These include emissions trading and offsetting schemes, as Sustainable Aviation's Matthew Gorman explains.
We're talking about investment in what people call natural climate solutions, forestry, peatland, things that can remove carbon from the atmosphere. And we're also talking about investing in reductions that other sectors can make, renewable energy.
But the value of offsetting is hotly debated. Environmental campaigners see it as simple greenwash, an excuse to continue with business as usual. Muna Suleiman is from Friends of the Earth.
The plan by Sustainable Aviation to hit net zero by 2050 seems simply far-fetched. The industry can't rely on things like biofuel, for instance, which the government's own advisers have said can be highly polluting. We need to focus on the things that we know work. That means cancelling airport expansion, taxing the frequent flyers, and investing in our public transport.
But whether or not their goals are realistic, people within the aviation industry feel they have to make a big statement of intent or face the very real prospect of having their wings clipped by regulators.
In London, I'm the BBC's Theo Leggett for Marketplace.
And finally, the UK government is also launching a $65 million fund to create England's first town with only electric buses. In London, I'm Leisha Santarelli with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.